Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and I forgot to open our cheat sheet. Anyway, our topic for tonight, we have a special guest, and we will be talking about social media tools and platforms you can use as a new social media manager. Okay, so I hold on. I'm still opening up. My computer is lagging. Anyway, we are Connie and Belle, and I think our tagline, well, I haven't memorized it yet. I believe we're building a God-centered...
Yes.
A God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the bell notification so that you'll get notified. As of now, we go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. Mrs. Belle, can you do the honor of our opening prayer first?
Yes, sure. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, as well as our special guests for tonight, Miss Lorena and Erin. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes, again, we are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. See? Ooh, I almost memorized it. Anyway, our topic for tonight, again, is all about social media tools and platforms you can use as a new social media manager. But aside from that, of course, we are getting to know our special guests. That's two. That's with S. So go ahead and ask your questions immediately. Oh, by the way, Sis Belle, share with us our schedule and what we do in those days. And after that, you can proceed with introducing our special guests.
Okay, so for the benefit of those who are seeing us for the first time, again, we are Connie and Belle. We go live every Monday and Thursday, same time, 8 p.m., but we do two different sets of things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to come and join us every Monday. And let's start our week right by praising and worshiping our God. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So there's the book. You can check out Connie's book, forwarded by John Pagulayan. So that happens. Our freelancing team day is happening every Thursday at 8 p.m. So we also, incidentally, we also interview guests from the different niches, the different industries, such as what we're having tonight. We have two special guests, so we're excited to dive into their expertise and learn more about social media marketing. So I'll segue now and introduce our special guests for tonight. Miss Lorena Credo is the CEO and founder of DCS company Digital Creatives. She has 3 years of freelancing experience and now leads her own agency, DCS company Digital Creatives, as a recognized virtual assistant service based in the Philippines. They excel in helping businesses enhance productivity and profitability. Lorena and her team offer top-notch virtual assistants for all your outsourcing and hiring needs, empowering you to focus on what truly matters while they handle the time-consuming tasks. On the other hand, Erin Lim, Miss Lorena's operations manager, is a proud mother of two, a lover of gardening, and a devoted pet owner of, get this, 7 cats and 5 dogs. Her journey started with a passion for reading and writing, which evolved into a successful career as a ghostwriter. As an introvert, Erin found her calling in crafting stories behind the scenes. With her commitment to excellence and staying up to date with industry trends, she's here to help you create a remarkable online presence and embark on a digital journey together. So without further ado, here's Miss Lorena and Miss Erin.
Hi, good evening.
Hey. Hi, good evening.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for saying yes. So this part is when you're very welcome. It's our privilege. So this first question is actually applies to both of you because we want to know your story. How did you, what were your situation before and how did you wedding or the virtual assistant business? So go ahead and share.
Go ahead, Miss Rina.
Oh, okay. Good day, Miss Belle and Miss Coney. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and my partner Arian being a guest for tonight. And we appreciate I am Lorena Credo. I have 6 years experience. I'm so sorry if I put wrong.
Okay,
6 years of experience being a senior digital marketing manager. I started my career being a freelancer back in 2017. Mm-hmm.
Is Miss Lorena lagging or is that on my end?
Yeah, there's a technical issue, I guess.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, she's lagging on my part too.
May I continue?
Yes. Go ahead, Miss Annie.
Sure, go ahead. Yes, please. Okay.
So, I started my freelancing journey way back 2008 when it was, you know, Multiply and Friendster and, you know, I don't know if some of you knows Odesk.
Yes.
So I started working at Odesk by writing, you know, different articles for different students. So that's my first gig. And then until I work for a company which is on site base, that's where I met Miss Lorena Credo. That was 2000, I guess late 2016, around early 2017. And then after, for many months, for I think few months after, we decided to, why don't we just, you know, come up and put out a not really an agency. We just wanted to recommend our friends and our, you know, office mate to certain clients, personal, you know, personal clients, personal friends, because that was the time. I think 2017, it is the time there is a surge on social media manager position, because the e-commerce are booming at that time. So that's when we decided, why don't we, you know, recommend our friends. But back then, there's no name. There's no company name yet. So I think around 2018, that's when we decided, why don't we register the company, the agency. But at first, it is not DCS. It has to, we are to, undecided with it, with the name, with the company name. And yeah, I think it's only around before the pandemic we decided to, you know, put that on paper, Digital Creative Solutions.
Nice. So welcome back, Miss Lorena. As you were saying earlier.
Okay. So sorry.
It's okay.
Hi, my name is Lorena Credo. I have 6 years of experience being Senior Digital Marketing Manager. I started my career being a freelancer back in 2017. My age that time is 17 years old, and I remember those early days like they were yesterday, aimed with a little more than a laptop and full of ideas. I ventured into the world of digital marketing. While in my fear, very negative in high school drama, I was driving into the world of online engagement. As a young freelancer, I was driven by the curiosity and thirst of knowledge. Every tutorial and webinar and blog post I could find, and myself in the arts of storytelling. I learning how to craft a narrative that capture essential brand and with the audiences. I face challenges. I learn from mistakes, and I embrace failures. Step to my stepping stone to success. But I thought in it all, my determination reminding my fragile for. Comfort on my own space, and with each project I took on my skill and fast forward a few years, I found myself in senior digital marketing manager role at a respected company. The transition from freelancer to the manager was a testament into grow experiences. And I am mentored and for young minds looking for opportunity to make their mark in the digital realm. I wanted them to know the age was just a number, and that fashion, determination, and innovation could carry them beyond their years.
Ooh. Oh my God, Sis Connie. These are those rare instances when I just wish that a lot of young people are currently tuned in. These are those instances. I wish more people will hear what Miss Lorena has to say, because a lot of, you know, understandably, because some people are feel that they're so young to be thinking about this serious stuff, right? So they'd rather do other things.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are an inspiration, Miss Lorena, or Miss Rina.
Thank you.
Yes, I think if you were able to come last week, the last recording, I think she started at 15.
Yeah.
My goodness, she...
Lian. Yeah, and also another guest, Jazz, you imagine? Oh my God.
I'm curious. I actually have a follow-up question, because given that you started young, I think you were not 18 yet, how were you able to get your sort of salary or pay when you were working at you that starting. Age?
Yeah. My freelancer, I am a graphic designer that time. And my first client, Titas, and she gave me 15,000. Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Graphic design.
So there, that's another lesson. You don't need to search far and wide. You can start working in whatever network you're currently in. See,
yes,
if you're able to help any person that is close to you, like family, friends. You don't need to approach. It's not a requirement that they should be strangers or clients. So follow-up question, because I'm really curious to know, because a lot of people are starting as freelancers, right? And then eventually when they accumulate a lot of clients, that's the time when they create an agency. But I'm so inspired learning about team ups, you know, partnerships is cons. What was the deciding factor that made you decide doing this with a partner instead of doing this solo? So what was the factors that you considered?
I always say, you are not a hero, you are not Wonder Woman, you are not Darna. You can do it all. So you need help. So you just if you know someone that needs money, they need extra income, and then they are capable to do such thing, why don't you recommend them? Yeah. It's a plus factor in heaven, actually. You are helping your called digital marketing. You're helping a bunch of people, especially students that needs, you know, they are working for themselves. So why not recommend them? Besides, yes, there are abundant of clients out there. There are abundant of people that needs your help. And then also like you can help by recommending them to your, you know, to your friends, or just like Rina said, she started with her tita, with her, maybe her relatives. So when recommend them, you cannot handle every client. So don't be greedy. Share it.
Agree. Yes.
Are there any fear, like for example, because you are, you know, referring someone, you are helping them get an opportunity. What if the client, this is just, you know, one of the fears.
Theoretical question.
You know, one of the clients didn't pay, or they canceled the project suddenly, and you already committed to these, you know, set of people. Yeah. About the project. I think this is one of the most common fears for those who are starting an agency, the fear of, you know, not paid. being able to pay them when something happens, you know.
Do you want me to answer, Miss Rina? Okay. It happened many times, especially when you are just starting, you know, starting, you know, working as an online digital marketer, because there are really a lot of scammers. They will just get your work and then, yeah, goodbye. After, for me, my advice to those who are starting, please ask for a upfront payment, at least 50% before starting any work or any jobs. Because this, we are working online, we don't have any, you know, anything.
Safety net.
Yes. Even we don't know their IDs, their personality, we don't know their addresses. So how will you, you know, get back to them if something, you know, you work on, for example, me as an article writer, I am working for like 1,000 words per article. And then after that, they will just say goodbye. They will just block you or ghost you.
Ouch.
So I think it is best to ask for upfront payment, at least 50%. And then have a contract, even though really on online contract doesn't really matter because it's just a paper. It's just a paper. They will just sign it and then they can just, you know, poof, gone. So yeah. always ask for upfront payment. Never to work without those at least 50% down payment.
Yeah, super agree. And that applies also to those who are starting in the, you know, freelancing or the VA industry. You don't have to be an agency to do that. You can do that as your own, as you're starting, yes, your service, online service there. What were your struggles when you were just starting and how did you overcome it? Maybe I could ask Lorena, since she started too young and she was able to be a senior digital marketer, which is, wow, you know, amazing.
For starting an agency, with the fears can be regarding experiences. If you can approach with a clear communication and share your value and commitment to work together with my team and also with my OM. A commitment to working together to work communication and also goal. Okay. It is the process, adapt the strategy needed to ensure the process of the agency.
So for our newbies, don't take note of that. Communication is really, really important. Next question. I think this applies to both of you. Do you have any books or resources that you can recommend for those who are starting?
I can recommend the Google. It's free. It's free, of course. ChatGPT, Bard, any AI tools, I will recommend that as long as it is free. If you have the budget, then you can buy books, physical books or ebooks. But if you're just starting, you don't have any budgets, then go to Google. Of course, YouTube University, it's free. You can search on that. And then second, I think best is ask your colleagues. Always ask questions. Don't be shy to ask questions. Keep on learning. Source out on Google, on internet. So you don't really have to spend a lot of money when you are starting on digital marketing. Everything is online.
No more excuses, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, no more excuses.
Again, Google is your friend.
And YouTube University.
Yeah, I call it YouTube Google University. Academy. Google Academy.
there. How about Lorena? Do you have any recommendations aside from what Erin already shared?
Yes. Other freelancer use the. Hello.
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Hello. I think
we can hear you. Oh. Ah. Okay, let's continue. I think there's some
what
some
happened,
technical
Rina?
Oh, I think this is I wanna tweak the question. What would be the advantage and disadvantage when you were still solo doing this solo compared to when you are running your own agency business?
First advantage, you don't have to report to anyone. That's the first advantage. You don't have to wait for their opinions. But I find it also a disadvantage for me because I wanted to help more clients. My first client was has recommended me to his friends until, you know, it's like a domino effect. His friends recommended me and another friend recommended me. I wanted to help them at the same time, but I cannot handle everything. I am a mom. That at that time when I was starting, my kids are still small. They're toddlers. You know how handy toddlers are. So it's really hard for me to juggle all those responsibilities. So that's when I talked to Rina, and it's not just Rina. Some of our colleagues also on the workplace that, hey, I have these clients. They are recommending more clients. So why don't we just work? And then I think that's the advantage of having, you know, someone help you. Also at that time, I think information on the internet about social media marketing is not that as broad as today. So this advantage is I am having a hard time to think and plan some content for those specific clients. So having two heads are better than, you know, one. Their recommendations are really important to me. And that's when I realized that it's really good to work with, you know, like-minded individuals.
Mm. Yes, I agree. That's actually a good problem. You know, you have so many clients that you cannot handle anymore.
And some of them, I remember, they are suggesting, hey, can you make a logo for me? Can you? Because I think at that time, 2017, it's not yet that popular. You know, there are no too much. There's not much advertisement about the digital marketing. So they will just ask you for recommendations. If you know someone, you can do this website. So for me, why don't just source out people and then give them the job? I am, I guess I'm hitting two birds by one stone. Yeah. So that was the inspiration to help others, especially moms like me that starting out, and then students like Lorena to, you know, to earn their own money.
I love that you found your people. that is sometimes the challenge, right? Like finding the right fit.
Hiring the right people. To answer the earlier questions, the struggles on, you know, putting up an agency is finding the right people. That's really the struggle, because some will just what do you call this? They want to have a job, but they are not committed to do the job. So it happens many times. We put we recommended people, but then after they got their first paycheck, they're gone. So there, you're putting your, aside from recommending those people, you're putting your name at risk because
it is
your name who's on the, you know, your name is face of those clients. So that's what we have learned, that if we need another team member, we have to interview them and make sure and make sure that they are really committed and they will stay longer, at least 6 months to the team, so you know we can cannot afford to lose clients. They are you know, bread and butter. So finding people are very hard.
Yeah, and people who really observes the same set of values that you have, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, just a follow-up question since you already shared, for in case we have viewers who are interested, you know, to start by going directly to the agency instead of the clients, because I know that there is also an advantage in going inside an agency. What are, do you think, are your qualifications when you are qualifying this aspiring VAs or aspiring freelancers? What do you actually looking into them? Character-wise, do they have really good skills already or there? Go ahead.
When we interview them, I don't really ask too much about their experience. I ask what they can do to the company, to the agency. I don't ask about their, I don't rely on their resumes or CVs because it's just a paper. You can write anything on it. So I ask directly, what can you do for the company? I want a committed person, actually. So it's basically their values, how they answer me, and then I will just give them, I have a very different set of interview and assessment on accepting this team member. I don't rely on resumes and interview because those can be, you know, tweaked and edit, or you know, come up and put up. I don't really rely on those interviews. What I do is I give them at least 5 days internship. If they can finish all the tasks in 5 days, then that's the time I can, you know, recommend them to a client. Because I don't really need your CV.
Yeah,
we have really just like yesterday, we have 2 interviews. I think they got confused because I don't ask for their resumes. I interview them based on what do you do in life, are you married, your status. I ask all the personal questions. I'm sorry for those who are listening. I will be asking your personal life, because I am very skeptical to those who pass their resumes. It happened many times that what you put in your resume is that what you really, what you can do. So I don't think that putting up your, I'm sorry, if I am,
it's okay.
If this will shock you, and because I don't really rely on resume, I don't really read your resume. I want to know you personally, how you
answer.
Yes, answer and finish those tasks, because I want a full commitment.
Love it. I love your method, Erin. And this will be an advantage to those who are listening right now.
And it really doesn't matter if you are, it really doesn't matter if you are a newbie or a mom.
Yes, exactly.
I want your values. I want your commitment. So I can teach you along the way what we are, what we usually do, what are the techniques, or what are the platforms you usually do, what are the tools, I can teach you along the way as long as you are committed.
Yeah, so no need to prepare for an answer to the typical questions like, yes, what's your strengths and weaknesses?
Yes,
tell
I don't
me
ask
something
those
about
questions.
Yourself.
I don't ask those questions. What yeah. I usually ask is, who is with you? Who is with you? What are you doing? What are your habits? That's the usual questions I ask.
That speaks more about the character of the person, right?
Yes. I really ask personal questions. So sometimes they get confused. What is this? What am I getting into?
Do you watch K-drama?
That's actually amazing. Actually, if you're giving internship for 5 days, that's an advantage, especially to those newbies, because you will already know what you're capable of. At the same time, you are learning something. So whether it's just the commitment, really, she's right.
And
about
also,
Erin,
sis,
is right. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, sis, it also helps if, for example, Erin finds someone who has the same interests, same hobbies, it will make the working relationship much better, I suppose, because, you know, you use the same language, you understand each other. So that's a very, very good method.
Yeah. May I add that yesterday we are interviewing two mothers. They said that they attended this online seminar about social media management, and they paid 2,000 pesos. So when I asked them, so what did you learn? They cannot answer. I asked them, how do you, very simple question, how do you do branding? And they cannot answer. So you cannot give me your certification. I will not accept your certification until you prove to me that you can do such. Those are just basic questions about social media management, simple branding, but they cannot answer that. So I don't think certificate or resumes are really reliable.
Yes, agree to that.
Nice. We're learning a lot, and I hope those listening right now are taking down notes.
Have to be true to the interviewer. They know if you are lying or not.
They can smell it.
Yes. So let's move on to another set of questions. This is more of the faith side of our topic for tonight. So what is the biggest blessing you received since you started this agency, aside from, you know, giving these opportunities and jobs to other people?
Oh, time. That's my biggest blessing, time. I have more time with my kids. My eldest daughter, she has a congenital heart disease. So her doctors, they advise us to monitor her because she needs to undergo surgery. So working online really suits being a mom, doctor, nurse job. So giving the time really is the biggest blessing that, you know, it gives me the fulfillment of being a mother and a working person. So I don't have to give up anything.
Yes.
I can do both.
Yes. Well, prayers for your child, and actually, that, you know, that time, the saying time is gold. I didn't understand it when I was younger, but since I started working online, I know what that means now. Time is gold. It's an old saying, but I think all of us can relate to that. Yeah, it is. It is really gold. Time is really gold. So it's invaluable. No amount can, you know, can match the time that you're giving to your family. So for our viewers, if you have questions, feel free to share them in the comment section or in the live chat. So there, do you have any?
We hope Miss Rina will be able to go to come back online.
Yeah.
Just having technical difficulties, I think.
Yes, we hope. Okay. Do you have like any favorite Bible verse or inspirational quote that helps you, that pumps you up when you're feeling down?
To be honest, the only Bible quotes that I really memorize, I am a spiritual person, but I don't really memorize, you know, quotes. What I really love is that about the love. This is always what I teach to my children about the love. Love is unconditional. Love is anything. So I'm always telling to my kids that if you love something, if you wanted to achieve something, then put your heart on it. And I always say to my teammates, procrastination is just an excuse. That's the quote I live by. Procrastination is just an excuse to delay your achievement, your success.
Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, me too. Sometimes I make alibis.
That's why we really need to have something to, you know, to counter those moments of procrastination. We have to have a system in place.
Yes.
To avoid the triggers.
Yes, anyway, moving on. I don't want to be guilty anymore.
No to self.
Remember, procrastination. Oh, no, I'm going to finish the K-drama first.
My goodness. How has your faith impacted your business, by the way?
My faith. Actually, I have my rosary beside me.
Wow.
Actually, you have to. I am a firm believer of manifestation, but you cannot manifest without your faith in God. So, even if you are earning a lot online or on site, those money will just flow away if you don't know how to value your income. So I always tell God when I pray that, please lead me to the right path. Please help me how to value this money. Well, where should I put it? Because if you are earning, this happens to many, you know, younger people, to especially fresh graduates, to, you know, younger person, if they earn, they will just suddenly stop on studying. They will focus on working. So please do not let those income, those numbers stop you from pursuing what you really want in life. So my faith has helped me to value more every single penny that I am earning. So I am not spending anything on, actually we don't usually, my family, we don't usually go out. We just stay at home, and then my husband helped me invest our money into something valuable that my kids will benefit in the long run. So I have learned to invest for a longer term income.
Yeah, you are definitely a good model for, you know, good stewardship.
Because
again, ouch.
Remember, when we were young, we have money, we just spend it to, you know,
splurge on a lot of things.
Yes.
Yes.
And then when the storm comes, you don't have anything to pull on. So I have learned from my past mistakes. So yeah, you have to keep and invest into something will double your profit in the future.
Yes. We hope talaga a lot of young people are listening right now.
I also watched John Pagulayan, and then some of his teachings are really about investing your money. You know, be wise on handling your money. So I admire this Pagulayan, Sir Chip. We call them Sir Chip, right? Pagulayan.
Yes.
Okay, I think we're ready for our next section for this live session. Let's talk about the social media tools and platforms you can use as a new social media manager. We will be just backstage, Erin. Go ahead and share your tips.
All right. For the newbies, you don't have to spend anything on using any tools. You can use the Canva free version or just type it in Google, and then anything you can just find anything in Google. So what we usually use is Canva, and then for editing videos is CapCut, but we don't use mobile version of CapCut. We use the desktop version of the CapCut. Also Filmora, you can use Filmora. You can use Snapseed and PixArt. Those are free tools. And what else? Should I continue?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. So for tools, if you are just a starting freelancer, I think the best platform to use if you have a client is to post on Facebook. Facebook has 2.9 billion users, so it is still the biggest platform to use for digital marketing. The second is the YouTube. It has, I think, around 2 billion users, and then TikTok. So for this season 2023, those three platforms are still the highest, has the highest reach on social media marketing. So if you are just starting a freelancer, recommend to your clients that they should have a page or account on those three platforms. If your client, it depends actually if your client is a professional and wanted to reach more companies or professional people, you can use LinkedIn. And then Pinterest, if you have a client for e-commerce. And then for the tools for scheduling, you can use Go High Level, but it's too expensive. But I think it's, for me, it's the best tools to use, because everything it has on it. It has the scheduler, the what they call this, funnels, and then email marketing. It has everything on it. It will actually depend on your client if they can afford the use of these tools. But if you are just starting and just selling or making, you know, your own dashboard, you can use Notion. You can make your own dashboard and scheduling and everything on it, the spreadsheets. You can use the Notion. So I always recommend to my teammates to make a dashboard on Notion. That's where you can put all your schedule and content ideas, everything on it. You don't have to open different Google Drive. You just put everything on the Notion. What else? On scheduling, you can use the platform's scheduling, the platform schedule, just like in Meta Business Suite, you can use that. And then also in LinkedIn, I guess they all have the scheduling tools. But if you can afford to use Asana or Later or Buffer, then go ahead. But if you don't have enough budget, then just use the platform's scheduling tools. All right?
Yay!
Yay, thank you.
So there, you don't need to buy a lot of tools, a lot of things to start your career in social media management.
Yeah, you can edit videos on Canva. And then before, I remember when I was at Odesk, there's no Canva. So we're still using Paint and Windows.
Imagine.
Windows. Yes, Windows and yes, old school Paint and video, what do you call Windows video player?
Maker.
Yes. And then we can Movie afford maker. To buy Adobe. So you just have to outsource on yourself. But then it came those mobile apps came, so you can what I first use on mobile app is Snapseed and then InShot. So those are the first. But there are clients that will not, you know, allow you to use mobile apps. So you just have to find, there are a lot of free tools on internet. You just have to find. But for me, if you can start on Canva, then go ahead. What I love now is the Microsoft Designer. They have the what do you call this? Free use, the trial version. You can use Microsoft because it's so easy to use. You just have to type what kind of content you like, and it will just poof, give you the content.
Generate.
Oh yes, wow. It will just generate easily. So I like Microsoft Designer as of this time, because I don't have any more time designing on Canva or on Adobe, even Illustrator. I don't have any more time, so I like using AI now.
Speaking of AI, our fellow freelancer or just going there, maximize the AI, my goodness, make it your partner.
Yes. But do not rely on AI, because some of the AI, especially if you are writing a copy or an article, you cannot just rely on AI. You will notice that some of the words are too robotic. So you have to twitch. There is copy AI or Jasper. You can, you know, just twitch those words, but do not just copy everything.
It's like writing from the 16th century.
Yes. It's too obvious. It's too obvious.
Anyway, that's the end of this second part of this session. So we'll move
it's
to
just
the
second part.
Fun part. Yeah, we still have some fun part, and Sisbel will take over. Go ahead.
Yes, this is the Boya Bunda session.
Wow.
This is the part where we get to know you more, Miss Erin. We hope that Miss Rina was able to go back so that this will be more fun. Anyway, so the first question, this is what we call the fast Q&A round. So
okay.
First question, cake or pie?
Pie.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
Yes. So you can speak to your kids, to your babies.
Yes. I want to know what they're thinking, why they're always following me.
Okay. Next question. Last movie or series you watched?
Series? Oh my God, I'm too old for series. I think I don't even remember the title. I think the last is last year, Money Highest. Ooh. I don't really have the time to watch the series.
But that's
anymore.
A good series.
Yes.
Okay. Last song playing on your mind, your LSS.
Oh my God, I'm SB19 fan. I love SB19.
Oh, that's a revelation, ha? So those who are planning to apply to Miss Erin's agency, you should start with that.
You should watch their videos. They are really inspiring kids. That's how I always tell to my kids, hey, look at these boys. They started from nothing, from zero, but then they pursue. So they are really inspiration, even to me, even if I'm a tita. this behind the fan.
And a lot of people are looking down on them and
yet, now,
where are they now?
Yes, conquering the world. See?
Yeah.
They're really an inspiration to me. I love them.
Okay. So start the interview, huh? You know what to do. Okay, next question, teleportation or flying?
Oh, teleportation.
The last book you've read.
Last book. Okay. Last book. What's the title of the book? I'm just looking at it earlier because I am packing some books. I forgot. It's about fairies and goblins. I love fantasy books. I forgot the title.
It's okay. Okay. The top three people that you follow.
Top three people. Okay, first is SB19, Elon Musk, because I always follow the trends on money matters. And then third is, who's the third? I don't even remember who's the third, because I follow too many people, especially on Twitter and threads. So the third, maybe J-Lo.
Interesting, huh?
Maybe J-Lo. I am not really sure. Oh, I follow Johnny Depp. Yeah, I want to watch the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case on Netflix.
They're going to show a documentary.
Yeah. Oh, yes, on Netflix. Okay. I saw the advertisement. So yeah, okay. I hope I will have the time to watch it. Well.
I love Johnny Depp. Anyway, next question. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days. I love rains.
Favorite day of the week?
Saturday. Because even ask on Sunday, I have a work.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Yay. Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
I would say thank you for, everything you have done to me, for all the sacrifices you have done and you have given me. Thank you so much. But then I will ask Him, how long will I stay here? So I would know, I would know what else I can, do and make it fast.
Yes. And with that, thanks for sharing those answers. With that,
thank
that concludes
you.
Our fast Q&A round. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
So any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Do what you think you can do. You can lie about the capability or the skills you have, but make sure that you are committed to improve yourself and to prove to those clients that you will do what they ask you to do. Do not disappoint those people, because it's there's a lot of competition right now. So please prove yourself and improve yourself, so you will have many clients in the future. What we want in freelancing is the financial freedom, actually. So if you want to achieve those certain income, your target income, please improve yourself and be committed to everything that you offer. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Be committed.
Yeah. So, again, for our viewers, whether you are watching right now or on a replay, you can ask your questions in the comment section. We will relay them to Erin so that they can answer you directly. So mm-hmm. go ahead and ask your questions. This is a portion where you can promote your agency, by the way. Go ahead and promote anything you'd like to share.
Yeah, you can check out our website. It's www.digitalcreativeamplifier.com. You can message us directly on our Facebook, even on LinkedIn. I'm always on LinkedIn. So you can message me, Erin Lim on LinkedIn. Maybe they will just put my link on the description of this video. So yeah, you can message me directly on WhatsApp also. It's 0947-473-3535. So yeah, we can help you manage your digital marketing problems. We can help you with your e-commerce business. And as of now, if you know someone or we are targeting, I am actually refocusing now for a business to business. We are focusing on helping foreigners that wanted to have their business here in the Philippines, especially the Koreans. There are a lot of Koreans that wanted to put up a business here. So that's where I am focusing right now. So if you know someone, you can earn a big bucks on business to business. So just recommend it to us and we will help you out establish those businesses.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We're taking note of that.
Yes.
That's an exciting, you know, from B2C to B2B, huh?
Yes, B2B and then B2C. Because most of the clients I've met for the past years, they wanted to put up a business here in the Philippines, but they cannot because I think they cannot register without a Filipino partner. So,
you know.
Yeah, that's what I realized.
And I are...
Well, don't worry. If we have anything, we will definitely put your name into it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so you are feel free to visit the links in the description. We'll just update them for the other contact information from Erin, but their website is already there, so feel free to connect with them. All right, I think that's it for us. Let's have a closing prayer. But before that, again, for someone who is starting, and if you want to build your virtual assistant business, go ahead and check my book at conizabala.com/VA book to get your copy. There, let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones, including Erin and Rina and their families and loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Erin, for spending time with us. To our viewers, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session or on Thursday again for another freelancing topic. That's it for us. Bye, everyone. Any last messages, Bell, before we end?
I was about to say bye-bye. Last message. Just start and take note of the tips given tonight. So, again, no more excuses, guys.
Yes.
Grab those opportunities.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Erin.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. More power to your channel.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.